can find a lot of great research out there if you type in the ailment and CBD or cannabis. So these are some of the things that we'll get into. There is so much to talk about. It's kind of unbelievable that we're going to be able to fit it into 12 weeks, but we are. And there's going to be a live communication. There's going to be a community that you join. We're going to have fun like games and prizes and cheering each other on. It's a really cool system to go through this.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. My name's Justin Benton. I'm the CEO and founder of 101 Hemp and the Miracle Plant Podcast show, and we're so happy you decided to join us. Today, we're talking about a very cool program that we're offering because we got started on our mission to heal the world and educate the world to about this miracle plant for what it did for our son. And it was a very a lucky break or divine intervention, however you want to define what happened with us when we were looking to clear the fog from his severe autism diagnosis. I was raised holistically. My mom's actually going to be on the show today and talk about the hemp certification program. And holistically, when you think of plants and using the whole plant and the raw plant, which is why so many chiropractors love our products and love to either refer folks to us or even sell our products at their stores. When you use the whole plant and you keep it raw, just like celery juice and just like eating it, and as Dr. William Courtney said on previous episodes, cannabis is a dietary essential. And if you eat it every day, just like your celery, you won't have to rely on it as medicine. It will actually help keep your body in homeostasis or balance. So today, we're going to be talking about all of the research and all of the work and the meetings and the expos and conferences and phone calls and panels and everything that we've been doing for the last 5 years, we are going to condense decades, as they say, into days. And we are going to offer a 12-week course on becoming a 101 Hemp certified miracle plant expert. And we're going to teach you everything there is to know. And I promise you, you won't be learning what we're teaching anywhere else. Our journey, our experiences, our collaborations, our relationships with people has led us to a completely new understanding of this plant and how it's truly most powerful, most potent in helping our bodies and brains find that balance, that homeostasis that it wants to achieve. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. I got my mom on here. She's on location at our store in Ventura, California. It's small business Saturday today. And so we got people coming in and out. So there might be a little background noise, but so be it. This is life, right? She's going to join us and talk a little bit more about some of the different programs, some of the different aspects of this course and this certification program. So no further ado, Mom, let's hear a little bit about this 101 hemp certification.
Good morning, everyone. So I'm Janet Benton Gaylord, and besides being his mother, I'm also the director of research and product development here. Longtime psychologist, integrative nutritionist, and holistic healer. And so the coursework, too, is very important because there's so much information about CBD and hemp and THC and things out there that the majority of people that we interact with have so many questions or so many misconceptions that we decided it's just really important to get the uniqueness of our product, of our process, of our why we're in the business, all of those different things, and also the heavy duty research base so that people actually can be very knowledgeable both for their own use and solving their own health problems. But also one of Justin's big goals is heal the world and getting millions and millions of people to be aware that they have options to perhaps like pharmaceutical issues or only relying on man-made things, that this actual plant has more solutions. And so kind of part of that whole heal the world thing is getting knowledge out there, but it doesn't help to spread knowledge that's inaccurate or incomplete. And so that's why it's just really called for an organized course to cover our unique approach and the unique research that we come across and make sure that you have a solid basis in understanding the hemp plant. And then beginning, of course, is our focus is on CBD and hemp, and then our CBDA, the raw whole plant holistic approach to it. And so we'll start there again, too, with explaining from the very basics of how the hemp is grown, how it's harvested, how it's extracted, how the products are created, how it is formulated, and down to administration and dosage. Comparisons of things like the CBD to CBDA to THC, which is a huge area of concern and confusion in the industry right now. And then also, I think it's really important to have in-depth knowledge of health, different health topics, and especially the major ones we see every day. And so covering things such as autism is where we got our start. And then pain, anxiety, sleep. We also have some other real common issues that people have, such as arthritis, sciatica, Alzheimer's, MS, Parkinson's, just a huge range of issues. And so each one, we will teach you how to apply your understanding of how the body works with, along with how the CBDA works and what parts of its benefits apply to each unique disease state or area of concern. And so, which is just huge because, again, too many people hear about CBD. They go buy it, I don't know, CVS or the smoke shop or somewhere, and it ends up not solving their problems. And to me, that's another huge reason we're having the course, because it's really sad when I come across people who the CBD, especially our CBDA, could have helped, but took an inferior product like an isolate and had no response. So then their conclusion was CBD does not work. And then they're back to taking pharmaceuticals. So anyway, or just giving up. So again, too, once we've worked with our knowledge, we see the people that come in every day. We see their stories. We follow. I also do one-to-one consultations that are free on Zoom each week. And so I interact with so many people. And so part of the course, too, will be actual stories, actual responses. We can have actual interviews with the people who have used our products for unique diseases. Because just in general, people have more trust in a fellow consumer in terms of their advice and how it works for them than anybody they sense might be trying to sell them something. So we've always focused very much on keeping in touch with the people we work with, sharing their success stories, and having them share their success stories. So the first parts of the course will be focused on, again, to the health aspects, the overview of the product and its use. And again, too, I keep repeating, too, the research is very important. And so there'll be the actual research links will be in there. There'll be the summaries of the articles and the overview. So you don't have to do all that studying and analyzing and sorting it through yourself. And again, too, we will have guest speakers in different topic areas who have, you know, the further step of knowledge than we do. Like we have a person who's bioimmunology, neurobiologist. And so we have other experts that work with us, too. So again, too, I think it's really time that we start sharing this knowledge. We also see hemp exploding as a plant itself more and more as it's becoming federally legal and it's finally rolling out the ability of people to grow it across different states. And there's just so many upcoming uses that are just starting to take off. For instance, animal feed, material for building, flooring and housing, biofuel, plastics. There's in the plant itself in terms of its nutrition as seeds, as proteins, as the oils. And the other focus too on just what the plant brings to our planet, which we're all very concerned about at the moment with climate change. Hemp itself moves toxins from the soil. So if you've been using Roundup for 20 years or whatever, it removes the toxins, breaks them down and releases them as inert or not harmful substance. As you may or may not know, hemp also doesn't require pesticides and herbicides. That's the purpose of the terpenes that we talk about, or the essential oils, or what you smell with the plant. And the plant, each plant individually creates different ones to fight off whatever types of insects were around. And so it protects the plant without having herbicides and pesticides. You can plant with your regular crops in between rows to protect them also. And also uses less water. So I mean, there's just so many things that this plant just totally across the human spectrum from our bodies to the planet and all of its uses that just needs to be, people need to be more aware of it and have a better understanding of it. But again, too, to me, it goes back to our heal the world motive and why we're doing this. Yeah, so people know the true story, truly how to use it, and are able to spread that knowledge in a very factual way. And so we're very excited to offer the course and look forward to hearing input from people of topics they would like to add to it. And we can get back to you, too, on the finalized courses as we go through the modules. So if you have any questions now or later, I'll turn it back over to Justin.
Awesome. Great summary there. So we do the course every quarter. We'll be starting at the beginning of January. If you're interested, you can go to the link that I posted here on Clubhouse. It's the same link as before, which is www.101hempinnercircle.com. So that's a 101hempinnercircle.com, and you can apply there. And there's more in the inner circle than just the certification course, but in the notes, just put that you're interested in just the 101 hemp certification course. The mastermind and the inner circle also goes above and beyond. After the certification, you have the option to learn to teach that. You also have the option to get into the industry, and basically you get into our inner circle of connections and wonderful people that we've met over the years to basically help you do whatever you want to do, whether it's you need good lawyers, or you need good accountants, or you need good people for marketing, or you need loans, or you need just business advice, or all those kinds of things. That's the graduated course, if you will, the master's level of working with successful people in the industry and just good-hearted people. I focus on surrounding myself with the absolute best of the best, and that includes their heart, that includes their intention, notwithstanding, obviously, they need to have been very successful and in the industry. So if that's something that you're interested in, that's also where you would put in the notes that what you're interested in. We had so much interest that we actually couldn't make it through all the applications. So we are re-asking people to apply for that as well, just because it was just an overwhelming response. So, but again, for if you're interested in the 101 hemp certification, go to that same website, www.101hempinnercircle.com, and we'll be getting back to you with a phone call and an email. See what your interests are, see what your needs are, and we will get you squared away and put you in the class that starts the beginning of January, and you become a hemp certified 101 hemp certified expert. You will know things that no one else knows, and you will be able to differentiate yourself. You will be able to educate the world on this miracle plant and all of its uses, and the best ways for us humans and animals to get ourselves in balance and homeostasis to overcome all of the obstacles, the toxins, the pesticides, the dirty air, the dirty water, everything that's unfortunately a part of our lives. And this plant, like Jack Rare says, may not save the world, but hemp's the only thing that can. And so with that initiative, we are here to teach what we've learned. There's obviously going to be some talks about history, about this plant dating back 8,000 years ago to medical journals in the Orient. There's dating back 3,000 years in India. You can see what this plant was used for medicine. And even dating back to 1936, we wrote millions of prescriptions, U.S. doctors, for this plant to help from anything from headaches to aches in childbirth. The list goes on and on. And when they passed the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, the American Medical Association went to Congress and said, "What are you guys doing? This is one of our greatest resources to help people without side effects. You didn't even consult with us." Fortunately, when the 2014 Farm Bill passed, it opened up a window, a pilot program for us hemp farmers to start growing our plots and seeing if there was a market for hemp. And lo and behold, there certainly was. Financially speaking, they're estimating around a $20 billion market by 2024. Last year, there was about $2 billion, is what they estimate in the hemp CBD space. So now hemp is back. It is legal. There are plenty of fights left to fight. There's plenty of confusion, like my mom was alluding to. The fight was different 4 years ago. The fight was educating people and trying to show the research was there and help train and enlighten doctors who were just basically saying what the pharmaceutical reps told them to say, which was there wasn't enough research, which if you go to PubMed.gov, there's hundreds and thousands of research showing this plant has helped people in so many different ways. Even if you just go to Google, you can find a lot of great research out there if you type in the ailment and CBD or cannabis. So these are some of the things that we'll get into. There is so much to talk about. It's kind of unbelievable that we're going to be able to fit it into 12 weeks, but we are. And there's going to be a live communication. There's going to be a community that you join. We're going to have fun like games and prizes and cheering each other on. It's a really cool system to go through this. you're going to be going through a class and you're going to be going with this class and getting to know these people. These are people that you may end up working with or certainly becoming some of your best friends as you journey together in this incredible plant with this incredible opportunity to heal the world, because that's what we're doing here. So again, if you're interested, if this sounds like something you want to do, it's a great introduction to hemp, to cannabis. As far as cannabis too, we'll be talking about all the terpenes, talking about all the cannabinoids. And so it's not just hemp. Hemp is just the name that we call it here in the United States. The plant is called cannabis. And so we're going to be teaching you all that there is to know about this plant and giving you insights that you're not going to hear anywhere else. You're going to hear experts like Dr. William Courtney come in, obviously my mom. You're going to be hearing from people that are be telling a different story. And the story is based on real, factual, research-based stories and research that you can just see and point to and say, oh, for those that have listened to a previous podcast with Dr. William Courtney talking about cancer and how cannabis kills cancer cells, I mean, that stuff should be on billboards, right? And that's what this is all about. We're trying to teach people, get them equipped to go out there and feel confident that they know exactly what they're talking about and can and have these conversations and really help people understand that there is a better way. So that's all I got for today. Mom, did you have anything left to add on?
Of course. I just wanted to repeat again, too. So it's like a 12-week course, in-depth with certification, but it also gives you exposure to the wide range of topics in hemp, because we can't really even list them all. And so at the end of the course too, you'll be able to see what other areas that you want to delve in deeper to and take, you know, further advanced courses, whether it is more the health related thing or the farming aspect or creating a biofuel or what. So again, to keep in mind, this will give you an in-depth overview of it, also with the holistic, a very health focused perspective. And then from there you can pick areas and help you sort out, where do I fit into this growing multi-billion dollar industry that we're all talking about that's out to heal the planet and the world. So again, too, it's just an excellent beginning, very in-depth, but again, too, it'll give you a good sense of where you fit into the whole hemp world and what you want to learn next.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait. We're so excited to have you join us, learn more, become an expert, teach others, which, like I said, there's another course that comes with that afterwards. If you want to teach others this same course or become a part of the movement and start an organization or whatever you want to do, let us know. We've helped dozens upon dozens of people and organizations around the world get into this industry with good information and good products and just a good understanding of how best to use this planet for whatever it is that you're looking for. We are here on Clubhouse every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific, and we see we have a few people out there. If you do want to come up on stage, raise your hand real quick, and we'll give you a quick Q&A and maybe some questions you have about the course or some things you'd like to see in the course. Otherwise, we will wrap this Miracle Plant podcast up. If you do like this podcast, please review this. And when you review it on Apple or wherever you listen to your podcast, it gets higher up the algorithm. So other people that want to learn the truth about this miracle plant can find us and obviously share it with those that you think would be find these particular topics or episodes very, very meaningful to them. So on the count of three of every single podcast, of every single meeting that we have, we always end with yelling out, heal the world, because we want to send those positive vibes and that positive emotion, that light to the darkness, because there's people out there that don't have hope, or they're holding on by a thread because of the way that the current system is, and that this plant, along with eating right, thinking right, sleeping well, exercising, and drinking lots of good water, our body knows how to find that balance. And this plant seems to be the thing that, when combined with everything else, is just an unstoppable force of, as far as what we've seen in our lives and so many others. So on the count of three, let's unmute the mics and say, heal the world. And here we go. One, two, three.
Heal the world.
Woo. Thanks for coming by, everybody, on the Miracle Plant Podcast. We will see you next week, 10 a.m. Saturday, Pacific time, on Clubhouse. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of others, and we'll see you real soon.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows. Hey there, my name is Leah Babrudi, and I'm the founder and host of Cannachicks Podcast, where I discuss cannabis, psychedelics, and other natural medicines. I not only interview people who use them as treatment for different conditions, but also the entrepreneurs who share their knowledge on how they built their businesses. If this sounds interesting to you, give my show a listen. I'm sure you'll learn something that'll surprise you.